Today it's a little bit more difficult than a couple previous days, but still quite tolerable. Ve'enya dua, three, four lines to the top. Ve'enya dua, if you, this is a quote from the Mishnah, if she doesn't know what she gave birth to, in other words, it was some weird form which came out of her body, and that's going to be basically the theme of tonight's conversation. Ve'enya dua teshiv l'zochon l'nekeva, then she should sit for zochon l'nekeva. Now, the chumrah for the chumrah on both ends. The chumrah on both ends is for nekeva. She's tummy for the first 14 days after she gives birth, right? She's not tummy just for 7 days. She's tummy for 14 days. And the chumrah that she's a zav, like a zachar, she sits for zachar, means that she only gets, after those 14 days over, 26 days in which her blood is tar, right? For females, she'll get 66 days. But since we're being machmir that perhaps her child was a male, this miscarried fetus, so therefore she only gets 26 days of tara after the 14, which goes to the conclusion of the 40 days she would have gotten for a male. Normally for a male it's 7 days of tumah, 33 days of tara. For a female it's 14 days of tumah, 66 days of tara. So here she gets the chumras of both, 14 days of tumah and only 26 days of tara. Okay, so dear Meir Chachomri Chachomri say that may be true if we have a sofik who signs zohan akeva of a kosher imbo mitzuras adam, any which does not look like a human being, ain't of light. It's not considered to be a miscarriage, and therefore she's just a nida, plain old nida. It's not actually, there's no din of 2 months later. Okay, now that's a quote from a Mishnah. And then now the more explains what I just said. Anytime it says she sits for both a male and a female, you doubt me in the 14 days of tumah, v'chav vav tarim, 26 days of only of tara, up to 40. 14 and 26 equals 40. Knows why is that? Nosim olel chumrei zachar v'chumrei nekeva, gave her the severity of both a male and a female. Hada de tamar lebesa. Now that's only in terms of her husband, Avalataros, but for Taros, Teishim Nekeva, there's a Chumrah in the other direction as well, which is, for her husband, the Chumrah is that after 40 days, her blood is not tar anymore, and therefore, in the old days, by the way, we don't have this kula anymore, we don't rely on the kula of Dam Tar, that the blood after 7 days for male or 14 days for female until the end of 40 days for male or 80 days for female is down to her, and she can have relations with her husband despite the fact that she's gushing blood. Nowadays they don't rely on that, but in those days when they relied on it, so you, after 40 days she doesn't have Dam Tohar, right? So any blood she sees after those 40 days is Tameh. That's the Chumrah on that side. But the flip side is that even if she's not seeing blood, she still can't enter the Beis HaMikdash until her 80 days are up. Okay, because the halacha is by female, no matter whether she sees blood or not during those 80 days, she's a Tfulas Yom Aroch. She's considered to be in the state between Tumah and Tara until day 80, until she goes to the Mikvah on day 80 and brings subsequently a carbon the next day. So therefore, that chumrah still pertains, that she cannot therefore touch taros, even if she's seeing no blood, during those days between day 40 and day 80. Okay? 14 plus 66.
No, I thought the 66 includes the 14.
No. It's 14 plus 66. It doesn't include. It's 80 altogether. It's 40 altogether by male, 80 altogether by female. Okay? So it says the Gemara, Amrei Chayner Bereivel said, Tainer Meir, what's the logic of Rabbi Meir, who says that even if you give birth to something which looks like an animal, it's still considered to be a child, vis-a-vis Tumantara. Neshkasa ben Yitzira Kana, because it says by animals that they're created with the concept of Yitzira, like it says by human beings. Vayitzar Hashem Elokim is Adam min Ha'afar, just as it says by human beings. Vayitzar Hashem Elokim is Ha'afar min Ha'adama. So too it says Yitzira. Actually, Meir was talking about. So by animals, it all says the same thing. Rabbi Yami, boy, Rabbi Yami said, so what do you want to say? Nature, kosu bohen, yitzir b'vehema, because it says yitzir by animals, ayitza Hashem l'kim min adoma, koch es esodah v'ofa shamayim, because it says in the language of yitzira, well, then that's larger mayors you just proposed. V'aksivo, doesn't it also say, kinei yotze horim uvorei ruach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the mountains and, well, formed the mountains and created the winds. Me'ahatov, if that's the case, hipila d'mushar, if she miscarries something in the shape of a mountain. Tehei matmea leida, should she be tamei tumas leida? Is the same thing apply? Because it says vayitza there. So, one gives a cool answer. Shani here, there, it's different. Shani k'siba and yitzira mitchilas b'yasa shalodam. Says yitzira there, but not at the beginning of the creation world. It says in a pasuk in Amos. And we're looking for where it says in the 6 days of creation, the word yitzira vis-a-vis that entity, then it's like human beings. But it doesn't say the word yitzira vis-a-vis that entity in the 6 days of creation, but rather sometime later in Tanakh. That doesn't count. Okay, that's one interpretation of Rabbi Meir. Another interpretation of Rabbi Meir is Rabbi Yazir Shem Yochanan said, "Neshes soikin lifneim kaadam, lifneim kaadam," because they are literally means inquisitive or scan in front of. They are inquisitive and they scan in front of them like human beings. It means is that their eyes are in the front of their heads. So it's dafka chaya behema, or I think it said of also. Behen chaya and of have eyes in the front of their heads. So that's why they actually are like human beings. It's a fascinating comparison. Anyone who doesn't have eyes inside of its head is not going to be a definition of a human being. Says the Gemara, another interpretation, Abba Barbar Chana B'Shem B'Yel said, Neshe Mahachan Lifneim, because their eyes go in front of them. I don't know exactly what that means, but their eyes go in front of them like human beings. So I'm not sure exactly what that means, what the difference is. Le'kadam. I'm not sure exactly what the difference is. Ma'achin is, but both have to do with the position of the eyes. Hey, so Rabbi Bum Bar Chiya misunderstood this. He thought it meant also has to do with the shape of the eyes. Hey, so Rabbi Bum Bar Chiya, and then we learn Shagagal Eino Agol Kishal Adam. We learn one of the mumim which pertains, one of the blemishes which makes a bechor not a proper firstborn animal that should be a korban, is if its eye is round like a man's. Have a mum, right? So we see that the eyes of an animal are essentially different than the eyes of a man. Rabbi Yosef said, what do we say? We didn't say the shape of the eyes. He said, "Sokin, how they gaze." Matin Malachin, what we said is where the eyes go. Maikadun. So that's only in terms of the nature of the looking of the eyes, not the shape of the eyes. What in fact is the case? What is the difference between human eyes and animal eyes? Galgalei Adam Agulin. The eye of a human being is round. Galgalei Beima, the eye of an animal is Arukin, is long. Is that true? The black of the eye it's talking about.
Oh, pupil.
The pupil, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, they have different shaped pupils.
Like cats, your cat's eye.
Yeah.
So it's elongated.
It's elongated.
Instead of
round. Right, so that.
I don't know about the other animals.
So
I don't think so.
I think. What about birds? You would know birds.
They're round.
They're round? Okay. Anyway, it says that they have long pupils. Amar Rabbi Yossi said that's Rabbi Yossi said a different difference. Amar Rabbi Yossi Breibun, Ba'adam Love and Rabbi Lashachar, by human being, the white is larger than the black. But in other words, the pupil and the iris. In an animal, you have more black than white in the eye. Okay? Rabbi Chagai said, Omar, the Rabbi Chanina, the Chavrin, the Rabban, Rabbi Chanina, the friend of the rabbis, Makshul, Rabbi Meir. He asked about a question, which is a very cute question. Here's a little bit of Talmudic humor, one of those rare instances. He peeled the moose, a few lines of Talmudic humor. He peeled the moose, Erev. What if she gave birth, according to Remeir, to a raven? Okay? I made Barosh HaDekel, and the raven then flies to the top of a palm tree, because it's a raven, right? I'm a low, do we say to this raven, Obichalotzo Yabeim. And this was, this raven had some brother who dies, right? A real brother. Do we then call the raven off the tree and call the raven and say, okay, here, raven, come to Chalitza or Yibum? Right? How can he hold that a raven is a human, has a status of a human being vis-a-vis Tuma? Omle Raimona. Raimona said, no. Adat makshale Raimer. Instead of asking Kasha Raimer, you can even ask the Kasha on Rabbana, right? Rabbana said, Yitzurah Sodom, right? So according to Rabbana, right? But even according to Rabbana, the Mar Rabbi Yassi Yisheir Me Yochan, Rabbi Yassi Nei Rabbi Yochan, Kulo Adam, what if he's entirely a human being, this fetus? Upana Behema, but his face looks like an animal. Ain't no vlad. It's not considered to be a human fetus, and there's no tumas zachar, tumas nekeva. Cool, just plain neither. Kulo behema, what if it's entire, it's like, I think called centaurs, right? If it's entirely in a human, an animal, upanav adam, and its face is like a person, right? So then in that case, vladu, it's considered to be a human fetus. Oh, that's true. The torso is human torso, right? This is not 100% the same thing. You're correct. So it says Gemara, Kulo Adam Upanav Behema. So it says Gemara, well, what do you want to say? Kulo Adam, if it looks like a, entirely like a human being, except for its face is like an animal. So does that mean, I'm made the Kayer Batera, since he's a human being the rest of his body, can he get up and lane? And then we say to him after he finished landing, okay, that's over, bola shachtecha, let's go shecht you now and have you for lunch. In other words, what's the status? Or kulo behema, upon of od adam, if he's completely an animal and his face is like a human being, I'm a v'choresh, and we're using him as a plow animal, but saw there in the field, do we omri lo bova chalotzo yabeim? Do we then call him in and say, okay, now you finish plowing, come in and be du chalitz or yibum? So the same question we asked on Rabbana, right? And we don't really answer the question explicitly, but the answer must be, the Pnei Moshe points out, the answer must be that none of these, even if these are considered to be male or female fetuses, they never actually survive. They don't actually survive. Since they actually survive, so they're male and female vis-a-vis Tumas Leda, and it's going to be a birth, because miscarriage, which is a birth, but they're not, it's not that these things actually survive. These monsters, whatever they are, they don't survive. Okay? Says Gemara, skipping the next three lines, because they're superfluous, they are redundant, Shaita Zol takes them out, they appear again a few lines later. Veilena Simonim, what are the Simonim which define Tzuras Adam? What are the signs which define the shape of a human being? Hametzach, the forehead, Vagvinim, the eyebrows, Vahayin, the eye, Vahozen, the ear, Vahleses, the cheeks or the jaws, Vahchotem, the nose, Vahzokon, the beard, the gumas hazokan, and the pores from which the beard grows. Vam Rabbi Yasser, Rabbi Yasser, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan. Losof dovar kol simonim. You don't need all the simonim. If you echo misimonim, even one of the simonim is enough. In other words, as long as they have some human feature, that's enough to be called tzuras adam. Rabbi Baba and Rabbi Yirmiyah, B'shem Rav said, Divir Rabbi, going to Rabbi, that's not enough. Achu kolponim dormi l'adam. All of his face has to be the visage of a human being. Divir Chachomim, Chachomim disagree, and they say, Afilu echom yisimonim, even one a simon that he's a human being suffices. Divir Hashimiyachai, Chorin Hashimiyachai, you only mean one of the simonim? Afilu tziparnov. Now, tziparnov means even his fingernails, which is very difficult. But that's the Parshat Shana. One of the Pnei Moshe does change the Gersa. The Pnei Moshe changes it to even one side of his face. Okay, it means partsufav. It's one side of his face. Doesn't need to have, let's say, two eyebrows, but even one eyebrow is enough. That's enough to make him considered to be a human being. Okay? Right, Pinchas, the Vlad. Right, Pinchas boy. The Pinchas asks, "Mechavish toshem shem milchai." No matter how he says shem milchai, seems to contradict himself. Tamno Amar Elsewhere, he said, "Achia rosh of rubo domim limo." He said, in terms of defining fetus of an animal as the kosher fetus vis-a-vis Bechor, as a legitimate fetus. It has to have the head and the majority of its torso similar to its mother. V'acha, whatever its mother is, you know, sheep, a goat, whatever it is. V'acha, Meir, it says, Hachain. Here it says it's enough even to have a small similarity, whether it's only the nails or whether it's even part of the face, but certainly it's not the same thing as Rosha Verubo, right? The head and majority of his torso. So says my Kambon and Kamema, you're right, it is different. By a human being, in order to find of miscarriages, a human being, you only need a very minor parallel to an actual human countenance. But by an animal, you need far greater similarity. Okay? Amar Rabbi Ba, Rabbi Ba said, Rabbi Chia Ruba, Rabbi Chia the great, Adla Dagoima. He went to the south. Shon Lei, Rabbi Chama, Avid, Rabbi Yeshua Bar Kapora. So Rabbi Chama, the father of Rabbi Yeshua Bar Kapora, asked him, Kula Adam, what if the guy looks completely like a human being? Upon a behema mal, but he has the face of an animal. Before we said that that's no good. That's not considered to be a proper human fetus. Asav, so Rabbi Chia the Great came, Asav Ishal, Rebbe, came and asked Rabbi Yudanas. Amar Lei, so he said to him, Save Ksovlan, go and write them like we learned before. Ain of Vlad, it's not a proper fetus, and therefore there is no Tumas Leda. Okay? No status of male, female. Amar Rabbi Yirmiya said, Nafak Zuga Labar, Zuga came out of the base of Medrash. Shalom Lei, then when they asked him, Rabbi Chama, Avud, Rabbi Yeshua, Bar Kapar, I guess they came up to actually where the base Medrash was, and they asked him, before Rabbi Chia had gone down to the south, they asked the question, here they came to the base Medrash, and they asked him, Shtein of Tochus, what if his eyes are not, don't exist? In other words, he's born with a deformity, he has no eyes. But not just no eyes, no sockets. You know, a straight face. Just a slab of so that's this idea, okay? So Mao. So he said, "Ask of a Shoyle Rebbe." So they came. He said, "Go." So he came in. This Rebbe, the Zuga went back in the base Medrash, and he asked Rebbe. Amalei. So he said, "Save Kesovlem. Go and write to them. Ain't a Vlad. It's not considered to be a valid fetus." Rabbi Yisrael Rebbe said, Rebbe Kedaite, Rebbe like his line of opinion. The Rebbe Omar, Rebbe said, Achu Kopanov, he said, Omrav, Kopanit Omrav has to have the human countenance in its entirety. Padamimusmosus, now I'm not exactly sure what that means, but it means his face is blurred. And there's some human distinction, but it's certainly not complete. Mao. Rabbi Yasser said, concerning this is Balgam, Rabbi Yochanan, Rishim Melokish, it's Machlokish, Rabbi Yochanan, Rishim Melokish. Rabbi Yochanan, it's not a fetus, Rishim Melokish, the faint similarity makes it a Vlad, makes it a fetus. Rabbi Zira said, Lord Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Ein Vlad, Kodachin. It's not Rabbi Yochanan said, he's not a Vlad in his entirety. Ein Vlad, Lo Shivas Imo Yemei Toar. It's interesting. He says, it's not a Vlad to make the kid, to make the mother have Yemei Tara of the 33 days for a male or the 66 days for a female. Ava, however, L'chumra, it's a Vlad who lo shivas amo Yemei Leda. In other words, even if she somehow got out of Nida quicker than a 14 days for a female, she'd still have to be in Tuma for those 14 days because of this this faintly recognizable for a human countenance, which this fetus has.
So, talking about
it's not really the Rabbanah, it's our minhag in our day and age. No, it's not the Rabbanah, we can't see Meitar. The modern way, they still kept you Meitar. One of the ways things just fell through the way, so I don't even think the Bavli negates it. So it was one of the things fell to the wayside over the course of the years. Even the Bavli only indicates it. Rabbi Yochanan, my Rishon Rabbi Yonai. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Name Rabbi Yonai." Now this case I don't really understand. I just don't understand what it's talking about. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Rabbi Yonai said, Viyako saw tuma. If its thigh is missing, I don't know exactly how it happens. The thigh is missing, and so what if its thigh is missing? But ain't no vlad." So obviously, it means that its body is not separated down by the thighs. It doesn't have distinct thighs, something like that. fused together. Right, something like that. And you certainly don't have, like, who? Carts. Popeye. Okay, so then, so I guess in that case, you certainly can't tell if it's male or female, but somehow it's not. Sorry, my keys and Popeye has been rusty over the years. But yeah, so in any event, ain't no Vlad, it's not considered to be a Vlad, and you probably can't tell whether it's male or female. Besides, Rabbi Elam Shem, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yoshua said, Tibura Otum, if it doesn't have a navel, ain't no Vlad.
It's interesting, okay?
It has to have a navel, otherwise, it didn't have a placenta. If it didn't have a placenta, it's not a Vlad, right? Rabbi Elam Shem, Rabbi Zaka said, Nikuvusa Otum, if it has no rectum, it's not considered to be a Vlad. Rabbi Zirushem Gidl said, Guguloso Atuma, if its skull is missing, and I don't know exactly what's missing, I assume it's not just plain headless.
Anencephaly?
Okay. Ano Atum Vlad, it's not considered Vlad. All those cases, it's considered not to be a miscarried viable fetus, but Tuma Zachana gave it, it's considered to be blatant, just plain simple Nida. Okay? So this is not talking about vis-a-vis, you know, this is not where they survive. All this is talking about miscarriage.
It's important, but there are miscarriages where you can overlap
a child. Right, so I assume in that case it would be a child. Okay, where they survived some time. This is talking about where you found some deformity which was expelled by the body, which certainly was not alive at the time it was born.
There have been cyclops born as well, which don't survive.
Really? One eye? Oh yeah, really? Wow. Okay. Well, they killed them, or they actually don't survive?
No, they don't survive.
Okay. Hamapel shapir moli mayim. The if a woman gives birth to a shapir's amniotic sac. Okay, we're going to talk about today shapir and shalya. Shapir is the sac, and shalya is the placenta. Okay. So hamapel shapir, the sac. Moli mayim, which is full of water. Moli dam, full of blood. Moli gninim, full of little, it's little, various different colors, like little veins and stuff like that. You don't assume there was a child there. Vimayamarukam, there was something actually formed in there, and you can't tell what it is. Teshil was achnekeva, so you have to assume that was a male or a female, and you have to be machmir both. Tani, we learned. Now, I'm going to learn nobody else changed gears except for Shartar, so, but I think his gears is a fair change, so I'm going to learn like his change. And it makes sense based on the continuation where Tani, Mole Mayim, if it's full of water, Tmea Leda, the Brisa argues in the Mishnah, says if it's full of water, it's Tame Leda, Mole Dam, if it's full of blood, also Tmea gears Shartar, so it's change, Tmea Leda, it's full of Tame Leda, and Mole Bus, it's full of flesh, here also Shartar so changed it to male later. All these three things are Tumas later, which are Gena Mishnah. Because of as we're immediately asked. For the Haiki learn this way, then we learn Ham Pela Shapir Moli Mai Moli Da Moli Kninim. Our Mishnah said if it's full of water, full of blood and Kninim, we assume is like strands of flesh, which are the same as the bus that we just mentioned. Ain't Khoshesabai, you don't assume that there is a child there. Sorry, Bivashem Rishim and Lord said, Masnisa our Mishnah is Bitzlulin. It's where the liquid is clear. Clear water, clear blood, and those genunim are not actually, don't look like flesh, but look like just strands of some substance in there. Brisa Bachoy in the Brisa story about where it's muddled, and therefore it's more indication that there was a child there. Rabbi Simon Mishim Levi said, Vafilu Tzlulin, even if it's clear, we assume, according to the Brisa, that there is something there, and it argues in our Mishnah. Shein Shapir Ela Ba'adam Bilvad. Lamaisa, he says that if there's a sack, there was a human fetus there. The sack defines the fetus as existing. Now, Shai Yisrael, based on a Bavli, wants to say that there has to be some sort of, a form, and I don't know exactly what it means, but there's some sort of form in the sac, which looks like a child. I don't know. I guess the sac itself actually takes a certain shape. I don't know exactly how it works, but it has to be some sort of form. It's not just a sac full of liquid in the woman's body. But the question of the Ushami is that a sac itself is the indication of the fetus. If you can't find the fetus, that's your problem. But the fetus was there. Okay, so that's what the question of the Ushami. Okay, according to the Braitha, the Mishnah argues. The Mishnah holds you can have it. Shapir below Vlad. The bright soul, there's no such thing as a Shapir below Vlad. Okay? Says the Mara Adot, that's not what it says, and we look by use this by base of the Pasuk. Bisumi anon levusho, when I place the cloud as his garment, Varofel and the flag, Chisulo, literally in modern Hebrew, Chisulo is his diaper, but it means also some sort of, so some sort of cloaking. Levusho zeh shapir, his garment, that is the sack. Varafel chasulo so zua shalyo. That's the arafel is his diaper. That is the placenta. So if you have a sack or a placenta, it's in the case that there was a child there. Shapir shenis kalkula tsuroso. Now what if somehow the shapir, this seems like the shartir so that it has to have a specific form in order to be considered to be a bona fide sack. So what if the form is ruined? Mao. Rabbi Yechonah Maravla, Rabbi Yechonah said it's still a kid. Rabbi Shlomo Shimloshmar, Enavlar Shimloshmar said it's not a kid. Mezer Shimon Lokish. Now here comes an amazing line. You ready for an amazing line, guys? It's an amazing line. We have to wait. Gan Shas Hushami to come to this line. Mezer Shimon Lokish Kum Rabbi Yechonah. Shimon Lokish asked Rabbi Yechonah, Mabino, what's between a deformed sack, Levain Hamashin Yisrach, and a mace who've rotted away, ve'ein shildo kayemis, and a skeleton doesn't exist. Then in that case, it's not metame. So Amar Leis, so he said an amazing chiluk. Rabbi Yochanan said, we made his mind, he said, taman bedino yo afilu shildo kayemis yetor. There, by a rotted mace, or for that matter, the Arsimer says, if he was burnt, or if he was dried up, by a rotted mace, even if the skeleton is intact, he should be tor. Those skeletons are not metami doraisa. The lomer amru tame, why they say tame, mimne kfodo, because of covered a mace. So people shouldn't obviously use skeletons for scientific purposes or hang them up in haunted houses and stuff like that. But theoretically, he holds that skeletons are only tumah derabanan, not tumah deraisa, because of kavan hames. Bram hocha, but here, that's not the issue. The issue is not the tumah of the vlad itself. The issue is whether this is a vlad vis-a-vis the mother's tumah. So hocha vladu, here it's a vlad. Okay? Ezu shapir merukam. What's considered to be, our Mishnah spoke about a shapir merukam, a sack where there was something already formed inside. Shomer, which they discussed in our Mishnah. So kol shetchilas briyoso. So Gemara says, interesting thing. Anytime tchilas briyoso domelu rashun. Anytime it looks like a salamander. Which is, I believe, rashun is like a small amphibian creature, which is actually the way the fetus looks at the beginning of its development, right? The Bavli does not have this description. The Bavli speaks about having a head, not about having a rashun, not a rashun, but a rosh. But here in the Yerushalmi, he uses the term rashun, which he touches up in the Pnei Moshe as being a type of grasshopper. But here it obviously means some sort of salamander or some sort of whatever, you got the idea. So then, ain't bogus of a mime. You don't check it out in water to see if it dissolves, because before we said that the blood will dissolve in water to tell if there was blood or not. No, Renation Azin, because then the water vis-a-vis this fragile creature is tough, vochenoso, and it's going to not strengthen, the opposite. Dissolve it. Ela b'shemen. You put in oil, b'neshu mosun, because oil is gentle. umezagzeg, and it makes it clarifies it. Then you check. You also check specifically in the sunlight. So if you have a amniotic sac and you have inside it this salamander type thing, that's already a vlad. Now that's very early on. So that means everything we're talking about till now is without sacs. And then when there's no sac, so then I say, you know, well, it's a deformity of some sort, not a vlad. Where there's a sac, and there's this rashun in the sack, if you can find it, and you have to check it in oil, not in water. I know exactly how that patika works. Obviously, we don't do it anymore. Then that's considered to be a vlad. Okay? Says the Mala. Tani, we learned. Abishol says this in the Bavli, is in the Bavli. Mitibur adam natsar. A person is created from his navel. Mushalech shrosha mikan mikan. And he sends out his roots from the navel to create the rest of the body. Okay? I assume that the navel forms first because it's by the placenta. Right? Tani, we learned, when in the early fourth stage of embryology, how do you pronounce it? Embryology. Roin shtein of, you see his two eyes, kemin shtei tipin shozuv, like two dots, like the two eyes of a fly. Shnei nekuvei chotama, the two nostrils, kemin shtei tipin shozuv, also like the two eyes of a fly. Pif pasuach, his mouth is open, kisora. Now kisora literally means like a barley, but the Pnei Moshe explains that here means kisara, like a hair. Okay, in other words, it has a very faint sliver of mouth. Rein Shteyare, we see the two places where its hands are going to come out. Kevin Shtey Tipman Shozuv, also like the two dots on a fly. Rudiburo, its navel, its Kevin Tipman Shozuv, also like a dot of fly. Kiviyoso, its organ, its aver, its ketipo shozvuv, it's like the dada fly. Vimaso kiviyasa nekeva, if it was a female, kiviyasa masuach, and on her torso she has a stretched area, kisara, also the size of her hair, you know, an opening the size of her hair breadth there. V'tayin Rabbi Edison Omer, Rabbi Edison says, Leish teiz ariyoz rosav, we see its two arms, kimin shnei chutim shozores, like two strands of fine red thread. Ushar evorav, and all of the rest of its limbs, kimin golem etzmosim, it's as if they're like a golem is like a sculpture which is in the course of being sculpted. So in other words, all the limbs are still fused to the body, other than these two limbs which are the arms. Okay, so I didn't actually look up pictures for embryology, but obviously they're describing fetuses in the very early stages of development. Okay, upisuach yodav raglaim ein lo ladain. He doesn't yet have a development of hands and feet, meaning of toes and fingers. Volovim forish b'kabbalah, concerning this stage of the fetus or the embryo, it says in the Navi, Gomi ro'u enecha, my fused form were seen by your eyes. Meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu was in charge even at this stage. V'asivrcha kulam yikosevu, on your book everybody will be written. And this refers to Yom Min Haroim, Yomim Yotzor, on the days you create v'lo'echa me'em, and to lo, it's filling off, really it's red leg with a vav, and he has one of them, meaning a Rosh Hashanah, I think, or Yom Kippur, I forget which one. Rabbi Yishal l'shmuel. So I really asked Shmuel a very interesting question. Begin the honor, Shapir. Since I am an expert at telling the science of a Shapir, can I paskin on this? Like an expert in amniotic sac, Shilas. So they said, Resha the Reshach, the Rebbe of your Rebbe, literally the head of your head. It means Rebbe of your Rebbe. The Mefarshim say Mar Ukva was Shmuel's Rebbe in this respect. Yichave Bereischin, he could take a chance to get burnt in even boiling water. Now it's a little bit my pshat in this because I don't like the pshatim which are given here, but I think this is pshat. He's allowed to take a chance to even boiling water. Vatol loti chaven, you be careful lest you not get burnt. I feel pusher even lukewarm water. In other words, you think you know how to pass in these shilos, but don't take any chances. They're very, very difficult questions to know if there was a fetus in the sack or not. It's best to be machmir whenever there's a sack to assume that there was a fetus. Sounds like it, and although so I don't know exactly. His primary Rebbe was Rebbe, but for some reason they bring down here the Mefarshim. If you look at Gilin Ephraim, that's Marukva. Also Amudei Yushlaim, so Tinyana brings down Marukva. So maybe it's his Rebbe in this matter, and he brings down for Tzabavi and Shabbos the Gilin Ephraim. So I guess in this respect it was his Rebbe. Says Mara Rebbe Chia b'shem Rebbe Yehovan said Ilan Neshaya. Those women, Darman, who say shavlule dechar, there's a shavlule is here, a terminology for shavlule means a shell. And it's like the shell of a snail. So they claim that they can read them the yadik sac like a shell, and they can tell when it's nukva, when it's shavlule dechar. There's a certain type of shell which is male, shavlula, and a certain type of shell which is nukuva, which is female. Later on, so we don't rely on them, we don't actually believe they know what they're talking about. Rabbi Yaakov was out there, Rabbi Yavov, Hashem, Rabbi Yonah said, they didn't have you at salt in the old days, right? Rabbi Yaakov was out there, Rabbi Yavov, Hashem, Rabbi Yonah said, Ne'men is isha lo mayolati v'lo yolati. Woman's believed to say, I gave birth and didn't give birth. Ava'ena ne'men is lomar, but she's not believed to say, Dechar hu nukvo, she doesn't have the capacity, the acumen to know if it's male or female. Again, talking about a miscarriage, right? No, obviously not a full-term baby. Okay, daf
yud aleph. Getting back to the bones for a minute. So is that, when they don't, nowadays when they excavate and they find a cemetery, so it's all midi rabbanan,
the tomb would only be the rabbanan. Still covered on mace would apply, but the tomb would only be the rabbanan. So I'm not sure if that the covenant mace is linked to the tumor. So that's what you're asking. I'm not sure. I don't think it's linked to the tumor per se. Okay?
Bones. So the entrance to the supermarket
has to be diverted. Uh-huh. Right. So I think that, and the mice, since it's the rabbanon, so anyway, they would have to keep Kohanim away. You're about the rice, it doesn't matter. Okay, I'm a pel sandal shulya. The eighth is not to have the men go shopping. I mean, just the women go shopping. Now, I would love to live in a city with a supermarket like that. Okay? Excuse me? A woman is a Kohen, only a Kohen, a male Kohen as well. Yeah. Okay, if it's a female Kohen, it doesn't matter if she comes shopping. I'm a pel sandal shulya. If you miscarry a sandal, now it turns out a sandal, we must have had this in the Bavli, but I don't remember it. A sandal doesn't literally mean a sandal, it means a fetus which looks like a fish called the sandal fish. Okay? So, Oshilia, the Shilia is a placenta. Teisha Lazach and the Keva, so she's got to sit for male and female. We can't tell what it was, and therefore, Hashilia, but Bavai's Tome. If there's a placenta in the house is tummy. Lo shashilya vlad. Not that the placenta is a child. Elish ain't shilish ain't vlad. There is no placenta unless there was a child. And if you can't find the child, it's because you lost it. But since the placenta, there must have been a kid. Rav Shimon amar nimo kavlad shliyot. Rav Shimon says the kid never came out. The kid was dissolved before it came out, and therefore you won't necessarily assume that the house is tummy. You assume the house is tummy if you know the child came out, but there's not the child didn't necessarily come out. So as the Gemara, Rabbi Babish and Rabbi Huda said, "Ain't sadal el shurutzomo chai." Now he wanted to contend, which is a similar Gemara in the Bavli, that if there was a sandal, it's not the sandal itself as the child, but rather it was also a viable child. Then the viable child crushed the other child, and that became the sandal. Okay, rutzomo is really spelled also rutzofo, same idea. Ravena yetsi machai eli mames. And he says that that's me.
You could have twins, and one twin parasites off the other.
Really?
Yeah.
No, but here they both die. That's what it says here.
Pushing out the other and cause
Okay, so that didn't become a sandal, but it was either said, okay. So and they both are lying in this case. But stillborn is still a fetus, you know, still is a fetus for it to be 2 months later. I understand. And then we learn our Mishnah. It says, if you give birth to the sandal, or to the placenta, you sit for Zohar Nekeva. Have a Vlad who, so it sounds like it's the child. Not that there was a child with it. It sounds like it itself is the child. The sandal is the child, right? The placenta might indicate the presence of the child, but it sounds like the Vlad, the sandal is the child itself. Ravun Rav said, Kiyamti Kum Rabbi Yirmiyah. I sustained in front of Rabbi Yirmiyah that our mission is to tell you about Tipata Shiyotza Vlad. There was another child. But the Vlad was born Derech HaDoifen. We have a cesarean section where the woman survives. Because it's only 2 months later, which is interesting, right? Tipata Shiyotza Vlad Derech HaDoifen. The child came out through a cesarean. The sandal Derech Rechem. And the sandal came out through natural birth. So, of course, cesarean doesn't cause 2 months later, but natural birth does. So that's why it's a nafkimina, where the sandal itself is a child, regardless of whether there was a second one or not. Or another example, Vlad v'toch malos, let's say they were born staggered. The child was born within the period of the 40 or 80 days, and sandal achmalos, and the sandal was born after the 40 or 80 days elapsed for a male and female. Question whether it's a separate birth to generate its own 2 months later, right? Said, or sandal achar Vlad Achloni's Gaira, if the Vlad, the true fetus, was born before a woman was Misgayeres, and Sandal Mishni's Gaira, and the sandal after she was Megayer, is the sandal considered to be a Vlad vis-a-vis the halacha of 2 months later by itself? Now, an extra Vlad is superfluous. Let's say take it out. But Afil Tamar has ever said Derech Rechem. And he didn't even say that the regular fetus and the sandal both came through the womb. They both came out after she was already converted. But I have a case where it still will make a difference. The Vlad came out first, the fetus came out first. V'frisha lo korban, and she set aside a korban for the fetus, right? V'lois b'kolavioso korban, she didn't yet bring that korban, ad sheyotza sandal till the sandal came out. V'nidcha korban rishon, in that case, since they were both born from the same pregnancy, the first korban set aside for only one of the two fetuses is rejected. V'nid says m'vio korban machma sandal, she's bringing a korban on both. But it's what's the sound they said? Koshu demil sandal dag shabiyam. It's a fish called the sandalfish. No, it's like an ox tongue. I don't know why that's called a sandal, but it's an ox tongue. Nilav Rabbi Seinu. A rabbi's get voted about this issue. Loyman, they said, you know what? It's got to have a human countenance. The same thing we said before. And Manu Rab, because here it's saying the sandal itself, it's not just the sign of another child, but it's a child itself. So it's got to have human countenance. Manu Rab, saying, who are our rabbis who said this? Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, based in, and of course, from Yehuda Nasi, who Allah Bey said he needs to rest Adam, right? B'shtosh Nekoyim B'sdik Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, Rabbi Seinu. Three places Rabbi Yehuda Nasi is called Rabbi Seinu. Beginning in the get, where he said, a person wrote in the get the date, and he wrote, May Yom Al-Achar Misa, that it's from today and after 12 months, so even if he died during 12 months, it's a valid get, because of the date is written into the get, and it's effective immediately. But it's effective immediately, as we will see momentarily. It's one place called Rabbi Seinu, beginning of B'Shemen. We have back in some of the Zohar, Rabbi Yonasi was Matir Shemen Shalakum. He permitted the oil of Goyim. Over Sandal, in this case of Sandal. Sandal, Adarmina, and Sandals, that's which case to mention. B'Shemen, what's the case of oil? Kaidai, the Titamon, the Glim, Sachta, Vadazar. Rabbi Ubezino, Yetiru, B'Shemen. Rabbi is based in where allowed the oil of Goyim. Begin, what's his kin, kida tina dama, like we learned over there. Zegitech emesis, your get with my death. Zegitech mecholizes, your get if I die from this illness, is your get if after my death, lo amar klum, it's meaningless. Rabbi Seinu Amru, our rabbi said, I raise a get as long as the days are in the get, it's a valid get. Mano Rabbi Seinu, who are rabbis, Rabbi Yudah Nasi Beis Dino. So it says more of an attention, with a similar attention mentioned about, but not about his basis, but rather about his grandson's basis, Rabbi Yudah Nasiya. Which it seems that there's some question about the Bible, who exactly did these things. So it says, Rabbi Yikorulo Beris in Sharia, call them a mattering basin, a basin which is a lenient basin. Because any basin which permits 3 years of locha is called a lenient basin. Rabbi Yudah even said he wanted based in the chokla of Gittin. By Gittin, it was his own solo psak that the date determines the effectiveness of the shtar. His based and argued on him. Rabbi Yanai Tzorach, Rabbi Yanai shouted, "Tiharte matemes avlodos." You're going to go so far to say the matara fetus, if it doesn't have the countenance of a human being, it's not a valid fetus. How can you go so far? Rabbi Simon Moshe Shlomo Levi said, "Medusa Rabbi Chunya be bras chavroni." What can I tell you? Rabbi Chunya bras chavroni is one who told us that Rabbi Paskin this way. Right? He said like this. Rabbi Zira boy, it said doesn't say boy. The Shai Tzisrael puts it in. Rabbi Zira boy. Rabbi Zira asked, "If Medusa Rabbi Chanina the bras chavroni, if it was." From the testimony of Chinah Bras Chavron, it should hear say you're going to try this up. But if that was the case, Rabbi Zira Tzavach Tiartim Savlodos, Rabbi Zira shouted, "You made the Vlodos Tor." Obviously, they can't have come from such a reliable source, because then Rabbi Zira would not have been so astounded about it. Okay, Ezu Shayeshamru. What is the placenta which they talked about? They said that it's called, they define koshu daim el chut arev, it's like a thick thread of the woof, of the thread, not the warp, the woof, verosha tapuach, and its head is bloated, right, because the placenta's head is bloated, I guess where that's attaches to the fetus, or to the womb, I think. It's wider where it attaches to the womb, I think. So, koshu daim verosha tapuach, kitumus is bloated like a certain type of legume. It's like the intestines of a rooster or a hen. Ferocious basil kurkavan, and its head is tafua kurkavan. It's bloated like a gizzard. The chalalah, and its inside is like a trumpet, meaning it's hollow because stuff flows in and out. Vein shuli apchusim idam. It's no shorter than a tefach. Rabbi Yehuda shol Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Yehuda said the messenger and asked the question, Rabbi Lezer, shul yoshe yotzna miktsasa hayoyim uktsas lomachar. What if the placenta came out a little bit today and a little bit tomorrow? Which day is considered to be the birthday? You don't know when the kid was born. You only know when the placenta was born. Happy placenta day to you. So it says more armily, so he said, im ledam tohar machmir. Vizvi dam tohar, which means her Torah days after the days of 7 or 14 days, we take off a day, Monday Miyom Rishon. We start from the first day. Vim Tal Dam Tomei, we're also Machin. So if it's Dam Tomei, add on a day, Monday Miyom Rishon, you count from the second day, which gives you a Chumra. Okay, Amar Rabbi Misanya, Rabbi Misanya said, Hadad Amar Bishloi Yitzhar Bivlat, Vimor Vlat. That's only if there was no actual fetus born. Amar Yotzim of Vlat, the fetus came out, Bein Lator, Bein Latam Tor, Bein Latam Tome, where the Torah about Tam Tome or Tam Tor, ain't no Moine Elimishat Tzitzis Lavadi count from the birth of the actual fetus. Rabbi Yosef and Shoah Bok, Rabbi Yosef and Shoah asked from Rabbi, Maoli Tlo Shilya Bedover Shein of Lad. Can we assume that this Shilya, if we find a placenta, and we find one of the things which doesn't count as a child, mentioned previously in halacha base. So, like a bird or something like that. So, can we link the placenta to that thing which is not a child? Amar Leis, they said, no. Ain't toilin esef shilya bedover shein of lad. You don't link the shilya to something which is not a fetus, because placentas only have to do with viable fetuses. Okay? Says Gemara, Yotzes Keshura below Mao. What if the time's tied on to that bird?
What do I say then? So says Mara Amarles, he said, don't ask me a second time the question, something which is not possible. But it doesn't happen that way. If there's a placenta, there was a valid fetus. If it's an invalid fetus, it's not a placenta. They're never the twain shall meet. Okay? On a Tana Rabbi Chanin the Shmuel, a Chanin said the name of Shmuel, ain't telling Shuli Bedavar Shein of Vlad. Normally, Taka don't link of a Shilia of placenta, which is not a proper child. You also, sure, hello! But you always send the Rabbi in this perspective, it came tied together, telling us about them, we do link them together. Shmuel, Shalotam, we did the Rav. Shmuel asked the students of Rav. He asked them, he queried them, he gave them Bechina. Ask him, what does Rabbi Rav say? Mildo, or what are you old? Mildo Shilia bin Afolim. Can you link a Shilia to a miscarriage? To a miscarriage. So Amalei said, Tolan Shilia bin Vlad, the Tolan Shilia bin Afolim, yes, you link a Shilia to a viable child and to a miscarriage. So in other words, you don't assume there was another child. If you find a Nafel miscarriage, you link the placenta to the child, to the miscarriage, which makes sense. So the cause of Shmuel praised him, even though he disagreed, as we'll see momentarily. The inner mom and Shita say should be the Rabbon. They're following their Rebbe Shita, but that's a Rav held. But Shmuel himself held Tan Rabbi Chanin. The Shmuel to Rabbi Chanin to us, and Shmuel says, Tolan Shil Bevlad, you assume that the placenta was linked to a child, vain to Shil Bevlad, if all you found was a miscarriage, then you don't assume the placenta was linked to that, you assume there was a viable child besides. Okay? Chain Isha Misaberes, the Choseres of Misaberes. Because you can't say the placenta was there from another birth, from another child, which was conceived later on or before, because a woman is not pregnant from two separate pregnancies simultaneously, two separate conceptions simultaneously. So there must have been another Vlad, the Shilia, which was affiliated with the Shilia. Okay? Says the Gemara, the Yitlu also been a Folim. Now, I don't fully understand this question at this point, but he says here that, so let's assume that, that it was linked to the Nefel. Now, I'm not sure exactly what it means, because we just said we don't link it to the Nefoli. We don't link it to a miscarriage. But maybe he's saying, well, it was trying to get the, I don't know exactly what he wants, actually. How do you want to link it to the Nefel? We just say don't link it to the Nefel, according to Shmuel. Oh, so my scratch is like this. If you didn't find the other child, you just say don't link it to an FO according to Shmuel. But if you didn't find another child, so what are you going to do? In other words, assuming that the pregnancies were simultaneous, because there is no second conception, so therefore if you didn't find it now, it's obviously not there. So you should have to link it to the Nefil. So why are you saying that if you don't link it to the Nefil, what else are you going to say it's from? Says Marsheni, this is all part of the question. Sheni Shem Apels, Choser Shem Apels. There aren't two miscarriages in succession. Says Marni Omer, it says, Ibra Toyman. So she says, no, the Pshat is like this. We assume that she had Taka twins, Vinimoka Shayoso Shel Shapir, and the sack of this placenta dissolved, and this should say Vinimok Shapir Shel Shalya. And however you read it, this all changes it that way, but means that this is placenta of the sac which is not there, and this is the nephil of the placenta it's not there, right? So there's a placenta, so that placenta must have been attached to a viable child, and some other viable child got lost. Okay? So I'm not sure exactly what difference it makes. I'm not sure what kind of nephil we're talking about. Because a Nephil, Lamaisa, is Matami 2 months later. I get to talk about a Nephil where it doesn't have the proper human characteristics. and therefore we have to assume that there was another child which had the parpiune characteristics, or alternately that there was an amniotic sac which had a fetus inside it, and therefore it got lost. That's what Shmuel wants to say. Again, Rav argues. Rav holds that you can link the placenta to whatever miscarriage you find inside at this time.
It's more logical that you're going to have one conception and the nephil is separated from the placenta.
Yeah, but obviously it was a biological question whether such a thing actually exists or not. I think we hold, obviously, as you're saying, we do, but that's what we like Rav, not like Shmuel. Rabbi Zira ben Ravid b'Shem Rav said, "Tolin shili b'vlad at shloshi yomim. If a child was born and placenta comes out up to 3 days later, we affiliate it to that child. Vein avlad mishtal achar chavero, it should be klum. However, if they have twins, then it does, they don't take that law. It doesn't go 3 days. Klum, here it says klum. Here in the franchise is klum. They come out right away." Amar Zira said, "Man amar hada." The one who said this. I have the Pnei Moshe on the line here. Now I remember. I forgot to say it over. The Pnei Moshe explains even if it's a viable nephil. I forgot. Even if it's a viable nephil. Why do we care that there was another child there? In other words, the Gemara is going to such extent, especially because of Shmuel, say there was an nephil, but this placenta shot to the other child. How come? What difference it makes? This child nephesh to be tummy 2 months later. But the nafkamina is very simple. If this child is a male, rechashis the other child is a female. If this child is a female, rechashis the other child is the male. So we're making up the other child in order to be machmir on her, to give us tumas zachar, tumas nekeva. So that's what it is. Of course, for this nephil should be told me 2 months later as well, but we're giving another twin in order to create that additional chumrah. Okay, so that was the answer. Okay, I forgot that.
Now, when there's a 3-day separation between the birth of the viable child and then the placenta, when does the dam later tummy start? With the birth of the child or when the placenta is delivered?
I assume with the birth of the child. Yeah, that's what it would say. So, Amar Zeres said, Madamar. Maradah. These two statements are made by the same person. It says Marbina pleading Adah, don't they argue on each other? Rabba said, Ukma Rabbi Yehuda b'shem Rav, hein dat amar tolin shai b'vlad ad shel shloshi yom. I mean, that which it says that you up to 3 days you assume that the placenta is linked to the child. It's kshayotza. Here the way the Gilead Ephraim changed, it's kshayotza hanefel tchila. He had a miscarriage. And then up to 3 days later, you'll get the placenta, right? Because it's, obviously there was an abbreviated placenta, like you said before. Venom, and I would say, Ein lava mishtai la'achar chaveiro shloshu yomim. I would say that they don't, isn't three days in between. Rather, they come out immediately thereafter. When Shiyotza here should say, Havlat chila, meaning when a viable child comes out, the second twin comes out very shortly thereafter. Amen, Rabbi Mona said, "V'yos, it makes sense. Ein lahataya." Now, there's many interpretations of lahataya, but it seems like the pshat is those who are lahat means burning. I mean, those who are alive want to come out, so they push. In other words, when do you have up to 3 days between the nephil and placenta when it's a nephil? Because then there's no pushing going on. The child is not coming out. But when there's children, they're alive, so then they push out and they come out in quick succession. Amar Rabbi Yisrael Bun said it's a different child. He said, Niftach Lagodo, if it's open for one child, to a large child, Niftach Lagodo, it's open for another child, right? So they come out in quick succession. Niftach, but if it's open for a small child, the small one, meaning the nephil, Lointel Gold doesn't necessarily open for the shalya, for the placenta, until later on. Because nephil can be misformed small, so therefore it can take a longer process. Okay? Now, the next five or six words, Shaitan Yisrael takes out, they're superfluous. Rabbi Shimon, he has threats again from the Rabbi Shimon, it's in the middle of the Rabbi Shimon. And this is a heading from the Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon says, Mimo kavlad ad shelo yotza. If he says that in a case where you don't find a vlad, it probably dissolved before it came out. Rabbi Yochanan said, Motor Rabbi Shimon shu moitzis imo yimei ledo. Rabbi Shimon concedes the point that even though the trial was dissolved inside, that there are yimei ledo issues with this trial, with this placenta, where there was a child inside the womb. Okay? Me'ata, if that's the case, yeah, bayis tamei. So if that's the case, if you assume there was a child vis-a-vis yimei ledo, so let the house be tamei. Because whatever comes out, even if it's dissolved, it should be considered to be the fetus. Says more on right boom barchir boom chazer. The parts that shuatz a koshul nimok. It's going to tell you about where it came out. Something came out and was completely dissolved, and therefore it's not a fetus. On right b'shimul chachamim b'shimul chachamim said the chachamim. And at the dochik, don't you see the point to me? And at the moedim, don't you see to me? Glib a moedzi is assembly by shimul chitzon. If you have a cup full of mixed up, where this child is in it, which is all mixed up because it obviously came out dissolved, and you take it from the inner house to the outer house, isn't it tahar? So here it's two, this fetus should be tahar. Well, that's because it's dissolved in the cup. Once they put in the cup after it comes out of the womb. This one is also, before they put in the cup, it's already mixed up. So I'm not sure exactly what there's argument, because I'm still about dissolved here. I don't know exactly what's going on. Anyway, Kalim Shushar Mishas Yitzia Mine. What about the Kalim, which are there as she's discharging this mixed up, fetus? She's spewing it out with the placenta. Nishmina Minado, it's right from here. So the same time we learned over there, Rav Lezer ben Yaakov over here, Rav Lezer ben Yaakov said, Behema gasa, a cow, a large animal, Sheshava chareres dam, which spewed forth a chunk of blood, I raise it to cover, you bury it, Nifta milchora, but the animal is exempt from bechora. Meaning, because this was the bechora, this chunk of blood. The Tayla we learned it saying this, Ena v'tavi v'masa. This chunk of blood is not matami masa, meaning dead animals in the nevela. This is not, and if you carry it, it's matami you. This is not a nevela. So we see that you can have this paradox that it could consider to be a fetus vis-a-vis tumas leda vis-a-vis bechera. At the same time, it's not matami because it doesn't have the form. It's just a chunk of blood or dissolved. Rabbi Yochanan said, Rav Shimon, Rav Elazar, Shnei Marmin Davar Echad. They're both saying the same thing, that you can have a fetus which has elements of a fetus and elements of a non-fetus same time. Elements of fetus vis-a-vis certain halachas, elements of non-fetus vis-a-vis other halachas. Adam Ras teaches us, Kalim Shayushar Mishas Yitzia teaches us the Kalim were there at the time that the Vlad came out, are Tahirim, because although it has elements of a fetus vis-a-vis Tumas Leda, vis-a-vis to Bukhara, it doesn't have elements of vis-a-vis Tumantara of the thing itself. Okay, everybody, so I think we'll stop here for this evening.
You know what the Gemara hasn't gone into?